With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to Full Coverage, a podcast for beauty lovers by beauty lovers. I am your host today, the unprofessional beauty lover, Lindsay Kelk. So unprofessional today that I have been sat here waiting to record this for, I'm going to conservatively say, 20 minutes. But there's been a fun helicopter circling our house. Not looking for me, as far as I know. Could be looking for one of the cats. Who knows? They are terribly behaved children. And I've been waiting to start recording to talk to you without helicopter-based interruptions, but it seems that that is not going to be an option. So I really hope that you can't hear Mr. Helicopter. I will try and be as entertaining as I can be without the added interruption, because I am so excited about today. You guys, I'm so excited. Today we have a chat with someone I have admired for so long. And I don't want to be weird about it, but I think now we might be best friends. But I was given the opportunity to speak to Jenna Lyons for this week's episode. So I'll do a proper introduction when we get closer to the interview. But for those of you who don't know Jenna, for those very few of you whose name isn't familiar, Jenna was president of the J. Crew Group for basically ever, I believe is technically the term. And when I first moved to America, it was like such a big thing for me. I didn't really know where to go shopping and stuff. And I was loved clothes. And I was like, oh, what do I do? Like, I don't know what I'd do if I can't just go to Topshop. And J. Crew was a real saving grace for me. And the J. Crew style guide more than anything else. Like, I loved Jenna's style tips. I loved her style, her personal style that echoed through the store and through all of the brands that she managed, and she managed the company and the creative side of things. So, like, she's basically a legend to many, 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 many people, including me. So I was really excited to talk to her about her latest venture, which is an eyelash brand called Love Scene. Now, that might seem like a left swerve to some of you, but you will hear all about that, why and how she came to be running this company and creating this product when we get to the chat. And also I'll talk a little bit more about the lashes and about Love Scene when we get there. But before we do that, new news, gotta do some new news. There's stuff going on. Products keep coming out, can you even believe it? I want to start with a brand that's new to me called Undone Beauty. Now, they sent us a bunch of products, obviously, full disclosure, we will always full disclosure disclose things. They sent us a bunch of products to try, and I tried them, and I wanted to give you a review of my trying them, because when I first tried them, I was like, well, this is okay. But then, this is the thing, isn't it? We always have to review things, and I think this goes across everything that we use. Is does it do what it says it does? And Undone Beauty, the thing that I actually really like about Undone Beauty is it's not trying to be something it isn't, if that makes sense. It is all about minimalist beauty. It's about getting the job done. They don't use retouched photos in their campaigns. It's all about just making life easy and getting it done. And even though it's called Undone. And I do actually really respect that. Now, what I'm going to say is this is not a brand for beauty-obsessed people. Like, I mean, this is the thing. Realistically, I'm like, I know it's not a brand that's for me. This is not a brand for someone who's going to spend 3 hours in a Sephora trying to get the exact right shade and coverage of foundation because they've got the time and the inclination to do so. It is for someone who wants to get their makeup on, get out the door, and go about their day. And with that in mind, I actually really liked it. I did a full face. I used the Unfoundation Matte Tint, which I really liked. It's very light coverage, which it says. Again, it says it, so I can't be mad at it. But it's really pretty, and a really pretty finish. It's vegan and cruelty-free, which we love. The lip to cheek palettes. I really, really like. They're really nice. Gives me a real Stila convertible color vibe. I think that is such a win. The Flore Lush Brow. They sent me two shades and neither of them were perfect for me, but the dark brown, which I use a very light hand, that was pretty great for my eyebrows, which I need a very ashy tone, a very dark, not dark because I'm blonde, but like I need an ashy tone in my brow product. So if I use a very light hand with the pen, that was great. And the little brow pomade gel that's on the other end, because it's a double-ended product, which makes it a real value for money win. That was great. That was fantastic. That was too dark for me, but as a product that does what it's supposed to do, I thought it was fantastic. I like the lip gloss. I have a watermelon lip gloss, which I've actually been wearing a lot. I enjoyed that. And my favorite product, I have to say, my absolute favorite, would you even believe it, was the water highlighter. And it's one of those highlighter sticks that feels cooling on application. So it's called water highlighter for a reason. It's very high water content and it feels cooling on the skin. And I absolutely loved it. I tried it on Instagram the other day and people were like, what is this? What is this? Where can we get this? And it was so good. So yeah, check out Undone Beauty for sure. Their website is undone-beauty.com. And they're in Target here in the States, which is great. And another great thing about the brand is they give back, which we all enjoy because, you know, most corporations, most businesses could if they wanted to, and they really do. They're running a campaign at the minute where they're giving nurses and essential workers free Undone Beauty for a year, which is amazing. So we love that. So yeah, Undone Beauty, check it out. If you're looking for something very low key, something very easy, something that isn't, you know, it's not full beat, it's not going to the club with the makeup all up in your face, says Nana, but it is really pretty, easy, daytime, just get it done makeup, and I respect that. So thank you for sending us that, Undone Beauty. Another item we have received this week, which I've had a lot of questions about from you guys, like, have you had it? Have you had it? Have you tried it? Is it good? I haven't tried it yet. So that's, I'm disclosing before we start, I haven't tried it, but we have received it and we will test it. And that is the new Urban Decay Naked Palette, the Wild West Palette, also 100% vegan. This is a nice trend today. Yeah, this is a palette from Urban Decay, and it's their new Naked Palette. I'm not sure what's especially naked about it, but if it ain't broke, don't fix it, I guess. My biggest problem with this is that it's called Wild West, because I was like, oh, is it going to be like cowboys and hats and horses and lassos, and it'll be fun. And it's actually like more desert inspired. So it's endless sand dunes, evergreen succulents and glittering night skies. And it's got like a snakeskin effect on the lid of it. There's some really pretty greens and some sparkles and some very earthy ground tones, which are really pretty. The Cowboy Rick is a very shimmery pewter that I'm very interested in, like a silvery, glittery gorgeousness. It feels more desert to me than Wild West. It feels like Arizona. I guess that is the West. Feels like that kind of a thing. But Wild West, I guess, was catchier. Because when I think of Wild West, correct me if I'm wrong, I think of Will Smith and the Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West. And again, cowboys and Texas and horses and hats. And, you know, shoot them up and draw your pistols in the town square. I don't know. The name seems like a disconnect from the palette, which the color story I really like, actually. I think it's fresh and new and the greens make it fresh and it gives it a pop and I'm interested in it. Now, I haven't tried it yet. Been a lot of questions. I've seen a lot of people writing lately about the quality of Urban Decay and how that has changed over the years. So I'm intrigued to give it a try. But to me, it will now and forever be the Urban Decay Wiki Wiki Wild Wild West palette. And that's a thing. That's a thing that's happened. So we'll test it out and we'll let you know how we get on with that. Another brand that has a new collection launching right now is Marc Jacobs. Now, this is a weird one, because Marc Jacobs was such a buzzy launch. And I remember when it came out, because I was a huge Marc Jacobs fan. I'm a huge Marc Jacobs fan. Was so excited. And then, you know, it's just not a brand I think about. Even though the Highliner eye pencils are just among some of the best on the market, I really do not think about Marc Jacobs as a brand ever. And I don't think there's anything they do that's bad, but they don't do anything that thrills me either. So I'm curious to see where they're going with this new cafe collection that has launched, which includes Extra Shot Caffeine Concealer and Foundation. There is also a 3-powder palette that has a blush, a highlighter, and a bronzer in it, and 3 limited edition shades of the highliner eye pencils, and they're matte gel eye crayons, highliners, and there is coffee, emerald, and currant. There are coffee, emerald, and currant. Please, my grammar, appalling today. The palette, the 3-shade palette, feels quite Tom Fordy to me. The colours are really pretty. It's pink, mostly pinks. There's two options, so that there's like a deeper pink and a more apricotty pink, and then 2 bronzer options and 2 highlighter options. And it's really pretty, and it's in one of the large format palettes that they do, and it's this very pretty swirly marbled cafe au lait, sat stirring your coffee in a cafe in Paris, which none of us are doing because lockdown. So it's sexy and nice, I like it. The concealer and the foundation, I'm surprised. I was surprised to see them go with a base launch. I really thought they would just keep pushing colored products. But here we are. Obviously, if you can believe it, there's caffeine in there. It's caffeine infused. It's creamy, full coverage, long wear, crease resistant, natural looking. I mean, I haven't tried it yet, so we shall see. There are 30 shades, which is pretty good. So we like that. And curious about it, Marc Jacobs. Not mad at you for doing this, just surprised. What do you think about Marc Jacobs? Please do let us know. You can hit us up on Instagram at Full Coverage Pod, on the Facebook group, facebook.com/Full Coverage. Click that top pin post, join the Beauty Banter group. I want to know how everyone feels about Marc Jacobs as a beauty brand, because it just sort of seems to fly under the radar when it ought to be, you know, bigger, more exciting. I don't know. I want to know what you think. And then one more thing I wanted to mention in new news today, because we had a lot of questions about this, and I am personally very excited about this, and it is the next product launch from Vive Cosmetics, which everyone, I'm sure, listening knows, came out at the end of last year with one of the palettes of the year. Everyone went absolutely bonkers crazy, and they should, because it's incredible. And this is a creamy blush. Oh, it just looks very beautiful. These are £23 each. Is the UK pricing we've been given. There are 6 shades, and they're inspired by sun-soaked evenings and Jamie's love of Italy. So you can go to cafes in Paris with Marc Jacobs for your foundation and your concealer, and then hop over to Italy with Jamie for a blush, which is nice. But these really do look beautiful, and I am a big blush girl. Big blush. There's 5 shades: Pesca, a toasted orange; Cherub, a delicate rose; Sorbet, a warm fuzzy peach; Piazza, a molten bronze; and Malbec, a rich burgundy. I would probably use the Cherub, but I could go for a Malbec right now. I won't lie to you, lads. It's been a rough week, and it's Tuesday. So I could go for a Malbec and a blush, but I'm excited. They look really beautiful, and the quality of Vive's products are impeccable. So very excited. Moving on to our interview today. As I mentioned, I keep doing this thing where I say I'm not going to do the introduction, and then I promptly do the introduction. So I've already explained to you that Jenna Lyons is a huge style icon to me. And even if you don't realize who she is or what she's done in the past necessarily by name, she is almost certainly a huge style icon to you as well. This is very much a Devil Wears Prada situation, where we are all Andy in the office going like, I don't know, my sweater is blue, and then Meryl schools us, tears us apart to explain to us how exactly that blue sweater came to be upon our body. And Jenna Lyons is basically responsible for a good chunk of what we all wear right now, because her style and her influence on the fashion industry was just huge. You know, Jenna was really responsible for bringing in that sequins daytime look, and mixing up your denim with your sparkles and feathers, and just really mixing that high-low approach to what is day dress and what is evening dress. She also, I'm going to say this, and I have nothing but love to my fellow Doncastrian, Tan France. Nothing but love, Tan. But the person who taught me a French tuck was Jenna Lyons. And the person who taught me how to fold the cuffs of my sleeves, Jenna Lyons. And really, it is just a vibe. There's her style and her vibe, and I fully encourage you to go check it out, and I encourage you to check out her show Stylish, if it is available where you are, which is a reality show on HBO, which we talk a little bit about in the interview. I encourage you to seek it out and to seek her out and to really look at the impact that she had on fashion for just the longest time, and that she continues to have. And I think she's such a wonderful influence on the industry and on my style, not my style, such as it is, and on all of us. I mean, and also, it is a bonus that I am recording this part after I spoke to her, and I'm just fully in love with her at this point. She is just one of the warmest, most generous, kindest, and hilarious humans I have spoken to. We recorded this chat quite late in the day on a Friday, God bless her, and I did put her on the spot and say, tell me about all your favourite products, and tell me she did. So we will start off by talking a little bit about her place in the industry. We'll talk about Love Scene, her eyelash brand. And then we get into Jenna's favourite products, which is really when just the joy the joy kicks in. And I apologise for anyone that gets a little confused. We do have a live podcast demonstration of the Gillian Dempsey facial massager. That's what you're hearing when you start to hear vibrators in the background. In case anyone's confused, that's what it's going to be. So that's up now. Then I'm going to talk to you about the eyelashes themselves after that. But first, you know, it's an ad break. It's an ad break. I know. They make me do these things. It's fine. Ad break now. Jenna chat straight after that. Then Love Scene eyelashes. Then highlight of the week.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for being here at Full Coverage. And before we go any further, for the like three listeners who might not know much about you, because I don't think it's very many, but we're obliged to do this by podcast law, could you please tell those three people a little bit about yourself?
Oh gosh, well, first of all, thank you for having me. That was such a nice introduction. I'm flattered and happy that you even know who I am, my God. Well, I was the president and creative director of J. Crew Group, which was J. Crew, Madewell, and Factory for years. I was the company for 27 years. I held that role for the last 10, I guess. I don't actually even remember at this point. I left 3.5 years ago and wasn't really sure what I was going to do. And I ended up doing a myriad of things. I launched a beauty brand, which is a line of false eyelashes called Love Scene, as well as a television show called Stylish with Jenna Lyons. I'm also working on a few other projects with Rockefeller Center and a hotel.
Just a couple of things. Just keep it busy.
A little bit busy.
Just keep you off the streets. That's what's important.
Yeah, right.
So we'll start with Stylish, actually. Just wanted to ask a couple of questions about that because I have enjoyed the show myself. I'm a former New Yorker.
Thank you.
And I miss it horribly. And the show was a real just big New York hug. And I just wanted to ask a little bit about your experience making the show, because the one thing that really stood out to me is that it's a really kind show and there aren't very many kind reality shows.
I mean, I think, thank you. That was really the goal, was to create a show that was reality, but didn't actually have all of the tropes of being kind of snippy and really taking someone down. And I think, you know, I also feel like, you know, somehow over the course of, you know, my experience in this field, fashion has gotten a reputation for being really snarky and snippy, and it's not all like that. Like, I just don't know how that happened over time, but it's just sort of not the case. And I really wanted to show, like, the part of the fashion industry, or the part of the industry in terms of creative industry, that I love, which is like nurturing people and shining a light on people who've done really great things, and also giving them guidance of saying, like, wow, you did this, I'm impressed that you did it. I don't know if it totally worked, but I'm glad you tried. Let's try something else. Or I don't think it's going to work for this, but it's a really great effort. And I think learning how to, like, actually share feedback with people in a way that isn't just like, what the fuck were you thinking?
We've all watched too much Top Model. I think that's the problem.
I do love that show.
I mean, me and my friends used to have a Top Model Fantasy League when I lived in New York, and we would play it like American fantasy football. Like, we would get points for certain things that happened every episode. It was a magical time. If we did that with your show, we would have to give points for when you gave constructive feedback and people received it graciously. I kept waiting for someone to flip out, but they would be like, thank you for that feedback, it's so important to me.
I thought everyone, like, I was like, God, everyone's really had a lot of therapy. Like, at one point, one woman was like, you know, I'm going to take that on board, and I hear you. And, you know, part of the feedback of that message is also, I don't know if I agree with you, but I'm listening.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Yorkshire. I don't take feedback at all. So it's amazing.
Oh, okay, Lindsay. Okay, noted.
Yeah, if we could just be very kind.
You are doing such a good job.
Thank you. Positive reinforcement all the way.
Positive reinforcement. Great.
So moving on to Love Scene, because that's really what you're here to talk about. That's very much what we're excited about. Eyelashes.
Eyelashes.
Tell us how you came to be from teaching me how to fold a cuff to eyelashes. This seems like an interesting redirection.
Well, no one else can see this, but you can. I don't have any eyelashes.
I can see that.
They're none, right? They're pretty, they're just non-existent. I have a genetic disorder, and so, like, I don't have any eyelashes. And one of the things that is pretty common is, like, when you're not so happy in something in yourself, you notice it in others. Mm-hmm. And so I'm hyper aware of them. And I remember being in my office at J. Crew, and all the women were coming in with eyelash extensions, and I was like, "Huh, that's kind of amazing." And some of them, like, would arrive like 4 months before, like, literally the eyelashes would walk in the door and then the person would arrive. I was like, damn, yeah. Those things are big. And then on the second part of that, I was watching all of those tutorials on Instagram and YouTube, and like Huda Beauty, which I'm obsessed with, and, you know, contouring and highlighter and like 7 layers of eyeshadow later, and then at the very end the eyelash would go on. And I thought it was really interesting that two really opposite ends of the spectrum, people who wanted really natural clean makeup like the J. Crew girls, and these women on Huda Beauty were both like paying attention to their eyelashes and trying to make them more dramatic and longer. But there was really nothing in between. Like, I couldn't wear the Huda Beauty ones. They were so big, and I couldn't do eyelash extensions because I didn't have any eyelashes. So there's really nothing to extend. So I just started to really pay attention to the space. And when I did, I realized that maybe there was something in there. And I started talking to someone who, you know, had some money and some cash, and we talked about it, and we basically ended up going into business together. And it's been amazing. I mean, never in a million years did I think I would start an eyelash business, but here I am. Love Scene.
One of the things I noticed about the range that you have launched, they're out now, so people can go check them out. All of the links will be in the show notes. But I thought it was really interesting. We talk a lot about eyelashes on this show. We have interviewed people from other eyelash brands. And it is, like you say, it's very much, there's a focus on the bigger, fuller, there's a big bitch lash trend. But what I thought was really fascinating about Love Scene is you don't just have different volumes and lengths of your lashes, you have different shades of your lashes, and you've addressed different eye concerns. So one of my biggest eye concerns is I have hooded eyelids. So false lashes for me are really problematic. But you've addressed that. How did you get to that place?
I mean, interestingly, it's a good question. Thank you. And I'm happy you noticed that. You know, when we did it, we set out to, like, we looked at the industry at large, and alongside of the fact that people were mostly offered really big ones, as the bitch lash, as you call it. Also, the looks, like, everything looked similar. Like, all the makeup looked similar. It was really over the top and glam and very, very, like, tons of makeup. And I was like, wow, I don't think everybody can wear that much makeup or even knows how to put it on. Like, literally, I have no fucking clue what to do with a contour stick. Like, just don't know. You know, and so we brought in 21 different women. So they were ages 17, men and women, actually, 17 to like 72. And we basically built the lashes on them because I don't know how to do anything other than having a fitting, because it's sort of what I did in my old world, where like you just put it on someone and you'd ask the model, like, how do you feel? Does it look good on you? Do you like the way you look? You know, because you can look at someone and decide that you like the way they look, but so much of it is how you feel and whether you feel like you look good. And so through that process, we realized that like when we put on the one, like started to like cut apart little black lashes, we were putting them on women with really fair skin. They were like, it's just too dark. I look too heavy. And so we ended up going for a lighter color. So we made brown ones. And then same thing when we were looking at, you know, some women who had hooded eyelids, particularly women who have, and it's not just women who are Asian, that's a myth. Hooded eyes can happen on anyone, as you know. Mm-hmm. They needed the lashes to grade it and get shorter more quickly. They couldn't take the length towards the inner part of their lash because it hit the top of their lid and that didn't feel comfortable. And so like it was really just through a process of like saying, talk to us, tell us how you feel, do you like the way you look, and them going, oh, I wish it didn't here, or I feel it here, or can you, oh, I want a little more length here. And then we just would like cut up a lash and glue it on and be like, what do you think of that? And then we carefully took them off after we'd built them on their face, and then, you know, made a little copy of it and a proper drawing and sent it to the factory, and then kept doing it until we got it right. And we brought some of those women back, some new women, and really like, and men, and really like got it to the point where we felt like we were really representing a wider range of people, something that really looked like what people wanted to look like.
Imagine, like imagine starting from a place where you are solving a problem.
Well, that's where, I mean, I think most businesses start. It's also like finding white space.
I feel like in beauty, we don't always do that. I think there is a sense in the beauty industry, and I do think it's changing, but I think it's very much been an industry where people have been told what they want and not asked what they want. And you have been given things, but not asked whether or not that thing works for you. It's just like, you're going to put highlighter on the end of your nose this season because that's what everyone's doing. And everyone just does it because they think that's the thing they're supposed to do. So I think it's really lovely to see a change coming around where people are actually trying to find out what people want to feel better instead of telling them this is how they should be.
It is. And it's interesting. I think it's just working with clothing for so long. You know, it is really important that the person feels good, and it's so much a part. I mean, and you know, when you feel confident and you feel beautiful, and that can be a shirt, that could be your eyelashes, that could be your lipstick color. Like there's all kinds of things that can factor into that. It gets inside, you know, it's like, it's not just an outside thing. It like really makes you feel better. I mean, the number of people or letters that I used to get from people saying like, I got a compliment. This one woman was like, I was giving a talk about cancer research that I had recently done. And I walked up to the podium and three different people complimented me on the outfit that I had gotten at J. Crew. And it gave me like such a huge boost right before I got up on the podium to talk about stem cell research or sort of, you know, whatever it was that she was going through, because Lord knows I have no idea. And like, that is powerful. Like that's like what you make clothes for. You make clothes because you want to make people feel good. You want them to feel beautiful and courageous and like, and so I think that's what's amazing about this kind of thing is like, you can make someone feel good. Like you can make someone feel beautiful, and you know, it really does give you a pop, particularly now that everyone lives on Zoom. I mean, it's like, you can see that I have nothing. When I wear them, it's like my eyes look so different. I love it. And I can just do a tiny little bit of light powder and a light brown lash, and it's a massive difference for me, but it's not overwhelming. And I can just wear no other makeup and that work. That's great.
Is there anything else we should expect to see from Love Scene? Are you looking to extend, or are you staying where you are right now?
Well, I mean, I think we've had some really, one of the things that came to light as we were building the brand was that it's sort of, you know, it's not that easy for people to get them on. People are intimidated by them. I had a hard time. And so we created a tool that is, we basically took a tweezer and an eyelash curler, and we like put them in a dark room and then like turned on Barry White. We're like, have a moment. And we created a tool that looks like the combination of a tweezer and eyelash tool. So it allows you to go in from the front and then put the lash on. And it really does help, and then kind of clamp them together. It actually is super, super helpful in getting them on, especially like, I don't know if you noticed, but if you've ever done this, like with a tweezer, you have to go in from one side of your face, and then you have to cross your arm over your body and put it on the other side of your face. And Inevitably you're a little off kilter just because you're crossing over that way. So this really helps just coming in from the front. So that's been really exciting. We launched that recently. It sold out in 2 seconds. So we had to order more. We just got them back in. So I'm very excited about that. And then we also have some beautiful little carrying cases boxes that we developed. That those are out in the mix, and then we're also in the process of developing singles, which we've been getting a lot of requests for. But our singles are not like with the singles that look like out there in the market. We've really been playing with a different way to approach them, so that there's variation in singles, so that you're not getting just clumps of all the same things. So though those have not launched, we are working on them currently. And you know, I don't know, maybe we'll do other stuff. I don't, you know, honestly, like, I'm so happy that like I just want everyone to get vaccinated and the world to come back, so that people places to go and parties and weddings and dates and all of that stuff.
Yeah, this is a pro-vaccination podcast, so like, no concerns right there. Honestly, front of the line. I'm going to do the age prosthetics and drive up to Dodger Stadium and just see if they'll do it. Like, honestly, I want it so bad. It's not even.
Please, Dodger Stadium.
I know, Dodger Stadium, super site for vaccinations. I grew up going to Dodger Stadium. It's wild. Aww, it's like my favorite place in LA. It just feels like the heart of LA to me. I love it so much.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you like baseball?
No. Like, not even a little bit. No, my husband really loves baseball, and one of our first dates, he took me to Dodger Stadium, and I'd been to a bunch of...
Wait, your husband took you, your first date was
not our to a first sports date, event that you don't like? One of our first dates. Okay. It was one of those things where a friend had good seats, which I've now learned living in America, that's a big thing. If someone says, oh, my friend has good seats for X, like, you're going to go.
You go. Yeah, no, it makes it more, you do feel special.
Yes.
I never forget the first time I got tickets to go sit courtside. I was friends with an artist, and one of the players had bought his painting. And so he'd given him courtside tickets. And I remember sitting on the courtside of a basketball game. And I was like, this is the most insanely sexual thing I have ever been through. Like, you could hear them grunting, and you could see the sweat on their bodies and their sneakers on the court. And I was just like, I love this. And like, there's no reason, I can't even watch it on TV. I'm like, this isn't basketball. The only way to see basketball is...
Mine was less sexual, but it was, they would just bring me drinks. And
okay, that's great too.
I will say, like, it was spiritual, if not sexual. And it has been hard going back since, because now we go, we have okay seats. But I'm like, you want me to pay $13 for a beer and I have to go get it myself? What is this?
No. What is this? What is this?
I was sold a very false bill of goods by my husband in those early days. But I do love baseball stadiums. I do feel like you're just part of something which feels really special and beautiful.
Yes. No, there's no
problem. Yeah, the women in LA, they turn out for a baseball game too. Like,
no way, really?
Your lashes are going to see some business in Dodger Stadium, because you will get a lot of ladies who will full beat for the baseball.
Really? A full beat for a football? I mean, like, please. Like, yes, honestly, I cannot wait. Like, I literally go and visit my shoes in my clothes. I'm like, I'm coming back. I swear, you have not been put up for adoption. I'm like, they're like crying over there. Like, when am I coming? It's like sad. They're like feathers and sequins high heels. And
the entire Christmas week, I tried to dress up somewhat. And my husband was so confused. So confused. I'm like, no, I owned this. I owned this. Do you remember this? Look
at
it.
Did you think you were shopping?
Oh, but it was just like a really special time. And then inevitably I'd be in sweatpants within 20 minutes. But I made the effort for the clothes.
Hey, listen. Listen, A for effort. I'm so into just like even trying. I mean, I got dressed up to go. Like, I got, like, well, we were having Christmas morning. And then I put on lipstick, which I did today, which I'm just for you. And I had to then go and run out to the grocery store, and I put my mask on. And then when I took my mask off, I looked over, and Luca, who's my niece, looks over at me. She goes, oh, what's going on there? And it literally was like all like a halo all around my mouth and on my teeth. And I was like, this is disgusting. Like,
I want to say we could make it a trend, but maybe not. Maybe
no,
maybe
no, not. Definitely not. Oh God. People in LA, people like coordinate their masks. Everyone was very coordinated in LA. There was like a real thing, because people can be on the beach. I was walking on the beach every day, and because I went there for Christmas. Mm-hmm. I was pretty blown away by just how many people were out with matching accoutrement.
There's a whole thing. I have a lot of friends who've gone with the beaded and bedazzled masks. That's a real thing.
I have not crossed over.
No, and I love a bedazzled moment. Like, I love a sequin. Same. And some glitter more than anyone else, but like, I don't think the mask is the place.
Well, and my thing is, I don't want to feel any ounce of guilt the day that I can actually throw them away. Like, I don't want to spend money on them. I don't want to feel connected to them. I, like, literally the day that I can actually toss them in the wastebasket, I'm like, cannot wait. And I don't want to have any, like, oh, you were my favorite. Oh, you were $100. I don't give a shit. You are going in the trash.
Yeah, it could be like a Viking ceremonial burning situation.
Exactly.
Just, they just need to go. We need to be able to.
Totally.
This was great. We appreciate your service.
Right.
May you go with grace. Yeah. Just no, fuck off.
Rest in peace.
I want to ask you about your beauty habits in general, because you mentioned this lipstick a bunch of times and it's a really nice lipstick. So I do want to know what that lipstick is. But I want to know about your beauty background. Were you a beauty girl? Were you growing up a beauty girl? Have you ever been a beauty girl?
I mean, I think a beauty girl, the way that current trend or current day beauty girl would be considered, no. I mean, I was the girl who like would look at Vogue and like Natasha Kinski on the cover, Isabella Rossellini, and I would sit in front of my vanity and try to recreate those looks. But I was, you know, there were no YouTube videos to show me how to do anything. I had only access to like drugstore cosmetics. I couldn't afford the stuff in the department stores, and I didn't actually know what to buy. And like, I loved it. I poured over it. I wanted it. I like went for makeovers when they would, you know, when they would have those specials, and I would walk in and I'd sit down and I'd be like 14 and the women were like, mm-hmm. And like, literally I'm like, I have babysitting money. Really? I'm going to buy something. You know, when I buy like one lip liner or something like that, like I loved it. I was obsessed. I always have been obsessed, but I've never been, it's not about a lot. It's more like, I just love the process. It's the same thing with like clothes. Like I love fashion shows. I love the music, the hair, the makeup, I love the drama of it. I love the transformational part. I appreciate it so much, but I'm not like doing beauty tutorials because like no one would watch them.
I think it's a love of the, like you say, the love of the process, the love of what beauty can stand for, more than like obviously no yeah. one's ever going to watch me do my makeup, because I mean, they shouldn't, they just shouldn't. If they are, it's weird.
You and I can watch each other. Like, no one's.
Yeah, you'll just watch me smudging the eyeliner in until it looks like I did it on purpose because I messed it up.
The things I do, oh my God, you would die. I mean, literally. You know what's so funny? Okay, I have to tell you this, because I used to do this, and then I saw a model do this, a makeup artist, and do it with a model, and I was like, I do that. I used to do this thing where I would kind of put on my eyeliner really messily and like a little bit heavy, and then take a really delicately dipped pad in like makeup remover, and then just gently take it off, because I always liked the way my makeup looked at the end of the night or like the morning after. It was like a little bit smudgy, and then I saw this makeup artist do that, and I was like, I started that.
There you were, ahead of the curve.
I was way ahead of the curve. I was doing that when I was like 18. I mean, I probably just looked like I was a walk of shame, but still, yeah. I don't care.
I do look back on photos when I thought I looked great, and I'm like, well, would you look at that? What would you look at what you went out like?
Oh my God. I mean, mostly just like ill-advised lip colors, like way too brown and dark, like darker lip liner, like had a phase in my life. And like, man, that should never have happened. Like really the ills of the past are like bad. Also like doing the cat eye, like, but not really doing the cat eye. Like you kind of got to go in, like you just got to go. I would kind of like do like a line within like a tiny little wing, and it sort of just looked like I missed. Like I didn't really know what I was doing. I also had no, like, I didn't know how to draw in my eyebrows because I don't really have any eyebrows. And so like, I'm lots of like drawing them in, like, and I have brown hair. So I'm like, I should use a brown eyebrow pencil. Mm-mm-mm. I need to use a gray eyebrow pencil because brown looks cuckoo on me. Like, and just like random things, or like drawing my lips way too big, or the biggest ill, thinking that like shimmery shit works on me. It does not. I am not Jennifer Lopez. Like, what the hell? Did you see her the other night on the inauguration?
Yes.
And she,
yes, I did.
She's basically my age, and she looks.
It's quite upsetting. It's terrifying.
It's so upsetting. I literally almost had a heart attack. Like when I looked at her, she's the most. Like her and Chrissy Teigen kill me. They both of the two of them are just so beautiful, but it's that skin. It's that skin. I don't have that skin. I have got like this like.
I don't know if anyone has that skin. I think that skin has to be attained without casting aspersions on what anyone's doing, because obviously like there's genes, there's genetics at play.
There's, but I mean, I think genetics plays.
But there's also something else. You
with
know?
J-Lo, I'm gonna say I mean, she's always looked.
The ponytail helps. The ponytail's gonna, you don't need Botox if you've got that ponytail.
Oh my God, tight as, I mean, I literally like, I'm sure I'm losing brain cells because of it, but I don't care. I do it as tight as I possibly can.
You don't need all of them. We don't use our whole brain.
No,
anyway,
I listen, at my age, I don't need them all. Listen, if I forget, I'll just ask somebody. It's okay.
It's entirely fair. I have tried some of J-Lo's skincare line, and it's it's hard on the shimmer. It's gone hard. And again, like, yeah, it's shimmer. I love shimmer. I'm obsessed with shimmer. I love highlight. It doesn't love me as much as I
doesn't love
it.
Me either. It doesn't love me either. I have to accept it too. And particularly, I had a really bad, you know, particularly in the late 80s, some really bad moments with shimmer on the lips, which just...
We all wanted that frosted lip moment, and we all should have got together and just agreed. So, like,
yeah, there needed to be an intervention. It was just never a good look. Not never a good look.
No, it's not a good one. As opposed to the lips that you're wearing now, which, before I forget, I am going to ask, what is it? Tell us what it is. It's gorgeous.
It's NARS Red Square.
There you go. Super flattering. Go. Gorgeous. Thank red. You. Thank no, you. Love it. Are there any other products that you just have to have? Even products that are like your safety products, like you're in a rush.
Oh, yeah.
You need to know that you have this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I actually have quite a few of them. I mean, I will not do a single thing without an exfoliant. Mm-hmm. I didn't do it today. I'm feeling a little bit not like, thank God this isn't visually recorded, but an exfoliant is like my favorite thing. There's a one called from Arcona that I actually absolutely love. I'm obsessed with face oil. So there's two that I love. There's one from Wonder Valley, another one from Vetiver, and another one is called Vetiver. And then I also really love, there's this Augustine Bader stuff that is amazing. Oh, and I just got this new body oil from Mother, M-U-T-T-H-A.
Mother is fantastic. Really great stuff.
I love it. Mm-hmm. This is my other favorite body oil, but now I can't see what it's called. Our face oil. This stuff is great. The smell is amazing, and it doesn't make me break out, because some of them do make me break out. It's called Vetiver Face Oil, and it is it's handmade in Austin, Texas. And it doesn't even, like, it's all it says. It smells so good. I love this stuff. The Wonder Valley stuff is great. Oh, God, that smells good. Okay, this is my other obsession. Have you ever seen this stuff before? This is called, I'm showing it to you like anybody has any idea what I'm showing. Creme Mask Vernis, like literally the most expensive, look at that. This is very interesting. Most expensive thing in my thing. I will never get on a plane, a train, a bus, an automobile without this in my presence, ever. I'm obsessed. I just got this. And I wouldn't have said last week that this was a necessary thing for me to have, but I did. IG live with Romy Soleimani, and she told me about this. First of all, I want you to know that this little vibrator is actually a vibrator.
Yes. Expertly demonstrated there by yourself.
I'm really sorry that no one can see this, but let me tell you, it feels as good as it sounds. It's so good. Have you used one of these things?
Is it the Gillian Dempsey?
Yeah.
Yes.
Meanwhile, she's married to that totally hot dude, and now she has a great... He's so cute, right?
Doesn't seem entirely fair that you should be able to look incredible, have fantastic products that actually are beloved and productive and actually work, and you get to be married to Patrick Dempsey.
Right. Like, the lottery, man. Right. All right, yeah. Jillian, fine. I mean, let me tell you, my closet is full. Oh, and I love the Necessaire Body Serum. Have you tried that?
Yes, that's a lovely line.
So good. And the Glossier Soap Oil.
Oh, I haven't tried that yet. No. I have seen it.
It's from Body Hero. Well, it's Glossier Body Hero, but no, it's a soap oil.
Interesting.
Does not dry your body up. Kind of amazing.
Which we all need right now. It's drying
time. No, I know. It's drying time. I also have another favorite thing. Oh, have you tried the Le Labo coffee body scrub?
Ooh, no.
It's made with coffee grounds. Okay. I'm obsessed with coffee in general, mm-hmm. and now I get to smell like it. I'm obsessed with that. I'm giving you way more things than you asked for, but
no, there's no such thing on this podcast. We're monsters.
I think this is working. What do you think?
I mean, firstly, it's a beautiful. I really wish we were recording this visually for everyone, because I've never seen you look better. But I think the thing with tools, things like the Gillian Dempsey facial massager and the new face massager, I think things like that really work when you use them consistently. And I genuinely do. I think if someone picks something up, like a rose quartz roller, and says, oh, this is going to change my face, and rubs their face with it once and it doesn't, and then they're disappointed.
And then they're like, what is
this? You're going to be disappointed. But if you use it consistently as it says to do it, facial massage is always a good idea.
Yeah, I'm into it. I'm like super, look at me. I've got oil on.
Just having a great time now. So I had one more question that was actually a question from our listeners, and they always love to get advice on this. You are a busy woman with many fingers and many pies. And just how would you recommend someone approach starting a business? If someone is out there right now thinking it's the new year.
I'm kidding.
Mean, it was honest. But it's just like, I think a lot of people look to women who have succeeded in business and tried new things, and they just want to know what their advice would be.
I mean, I think the most important thing, I was a judge on the Vogue Fashion Fund, and one of the things that surprised me was that the people who struggled the most and had the hardest time were the people who just jumped right in and hadn't taken the time to sort of learn the industry. And like, so the number of times I said to somebody, well, who did you work for? Where did you sort of, you know, understand how the process works? And there were a few people who were like, oh, I've never worked in the fashion industry. And I'm like, okay. I think understanding process, understanding how, like, you know, where to spend your money, how things get done, what the process, what the order of things is, who those, you know, how to actually ask the right questions, how, what kind of questions to ask. You learn those things by interning, by taking a job, a low level job. Even if you're more senior and you come out of something and you want to go into a whole new thing, try working in that industry even for 6 months, just to understand how it works. Figuring it out while you are trying to start a business is not the right time to figure it out. It's a waste of money. And the number of times I've seen people who have like just gone out on their own and not had, and it doesn't mean you can't do it. Lots of people do it. But if you ask them most often they say they made the most mistakes in the first 6 months to a year because they were just trying to figure it out. And again, I just listened to the podcast about Ben and Jerry's, and the guys were so great, but they did so much research and really understood. I mean, literally, they did something so sweet. I was dying. They sat on the corner of the neighborhoods where they wanted to open their first store with a clicker to see where the traffic was the best. And I was like, that is old school, like really doing research. So yeah, get into it, you know, figure it out. Don't just assume that you know everything. It's okay to like have some like humility and really get some information before you start.
Thank you so much. That was so very helpful. This has been a true delight. This has been a true delight, honestly.
I'm so happy we got to talk.
Thank you very much for your time. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Honestly, my girl crush is just, it's pretty shameful at this point, but I wanted to share that with you because I had the most fun recording that, I can't even begin to tell you. And yeah, I'd said I would talk to you about my experience with Love Scene lashes. Jenna was kind enough to send some over so I could give them a try before we spoke. Because I don't, you know, we don't do that on this podcast. We don't talk to people or let people talk about their thing unless we know their thing is good, because otherwise that would be weird. So I've got a few different pairs that I have played with. And the thing that I think is so different and appealing about Love Scene as a brand, firstly, I love the packaging. It's very sophisticated, sort of a darkish blue matte craft paper type box with a little fabric pull, and there's a little plastic window that you can see through, so you can see exactly what the lash looks like. I know Jenna and the rest of her co-workers and her team are trying to get rid of that last little bit of plastic. But it is obviously very helpful to be able to see what you're working with. But the thing that I think is groundbreaking about it, and we talked about this a little bit just in the episode, is the options. It's the options available. So the fact that you can get a brown lash, the fact that you can get these gorgeous little half lashes, the fact that these products were put together, these eyelashes were built in the same way you would build an outfit or an item of clothing. If you're a fashion designer, you know, you would have your dummy or your model and you would literally pin the fabric to the model until you have built the item from the ground up. And the fact that that's how they made these lashes, to address concerns and to make them inclusive and to make them available to everyone and make sure that there is an option for every person, I think is just genuinely so lovely. And I think the best art comes from the best intentions. And I know this is eyelashes and you might not call that art, but I'm calling it art because they're gorgeous. And to have something from like the Luca lash here, which is I have the brown black Luca, which is just a very pretty, easy to wear daytime lash, or anytime, but like just a very simple, easy lash, all the way up to like Axel, which I've got in black, and it's full and bold and dramatic. She really has thought of everything for everyone and presented it in such a beautiful way that I applaud it. And at a time when in my head I was like, well, is the lash space getting really crowded? Do we need this many lash options? Having just spoken to Anne McFerrin of Glamnetic and knowing obviously about all the other lash brands, I was kind of like, well, is this just a fancy lash brand that's not, that's just out there? Like, you know, is this, oh, we're just going to charge more money for fancy lashes? No, not in the slightest. Firstly, it's not more money than other lashes. Secondly, it's really beautiful and it fulfills a need, and it presents an option to people who might not have had it alternatively, and I think that is a truly wonderful thing. And Jenna continues to be an inspiration to me, and also now we might be best friends. So there's that. I mean, we haven't been in touch since the interview, but that's not the point. That's not the point. Best friends don't need to talk every day. That's just not how it works, is it? They might only want to talk every so often, or like once ever, but it doesn't mean we're not best friends. Anyway, moving on. All of the information about Love Scene and where you can follow Jenna will be in the show notes. Also, I have written out the list of everything she mentioned in her favourite products, because some of them went by quite quickly. So I will also include that in the show notes this week. But now, oh yeah, you knew it. We both know it. It's time. Sing it with me if you will. One, two, three. Highlight of the week. Went a little bit jazz there. Went a little bit late night jazz for you. Because I'm losing my voice. As I say, hell of a week and it's Tuesday. Anyway, I could not be more thrilled and humbled to talk to you about this week's highlight of the week. Because last episode, I mentioned that I hadn't been able to get hold of anyone at Charlotte Tilbury to talk to me about the Happy Kiss lip balms. Turns out I might have jumped the gun, because two people from Charlotte Tilbury were more than happy to talk to me about the Happy Kiss lip balms and sent us a bunch to try. And I have to say, oh, they're really, really good. My suspicions were confirmed. They are just like exceptionally beautiful products. I am loving slathering them on. They are a product of joy. There are some products that you wear because they are functional. There are some products you wear because they work, because they do the thing you need them to do. And they don't especially give you any particular joy beyond the fact that they are executing their purpose. And that's enough. There are some products that you just want to apply and look at yourself and go, oh, I'm so pretty. And Happy Kiss is one of those products. So I have fallen head over heels in love with the Crystal shade, which is a light-ish pink. It's very much a My Lips But Better shade for me. But there are a lot of options. There are a lot of shades. So if Crystal Happy Kiss isn't the one for you, there are many, many, many other shades that you can try. I am entirely confident that everyone will find a shade that they like. They are balmy. They are delicious. They melt. They just feel gorgeous and they look so pretty. There is a decent whack of pigment in them. They are not just like sheer balms. There really is some meat to the bones of these beauties. That's a terrible analogy because they're just like silk. But they really, really are lovely and I am so happy. And I have been wearing Crystal obsessively since it arrived. To the point where Jeff even noticed. And he's like, oh, that's a nice lipstick. Like, it's not lipstick, it's a Happy Kiss. But, you know, he didn't need to know that. But it really is gorgeous. Word of warning that I do want to mention is the application system. Because of the texture of it, because it is so... It's really melting. That's the only way I can explain it. When you apply it to your lips, it just melts onto your lips and it's absolutely gorgeous. Because of that, it doesn't have a wind-up, wind-down function. It has, like, a click-up. So you don't want to over-click it because it won't go back down. And that, I think, is the most important thing to note, because you have to click it up a few times to get it high enough over the rim to apply it the first time. And what you don't want to do is over-click, because then it'll smush all over your face. And that's not a good look, unless that's the look you're going for, in which case, more power to you, get it all over your chops and enjoy it. I'm going to say it's not ideal for under a mask because it is smooshy and glossy and gorgeous. But when you take that mask off and you get home and you look at yourself in the mirror, you know what you deserve? You deserve a Happy Kiss. You deserve to see that and you deserve the joy that is applying it. But yeah, massive, massive love of Crystal. And I already know this is going to be a huge win for me, and this is going to be in my future. And my Dior lip glow keeps looking at it across the room and going like, I see you, Crystal Happy Kiss, I see you. And you know what, she's right to be worried. So we'll see in 10 years if it has in fact usurped Dior lip glow. It has for now, but it does have 10 years ahead of it to see if it can fully replace it. Anyway, that's my highlight of the week. Charlotte Tilbury Happy Kiss, particularly in crystal for me, but there's lots of shades, so check them all out. Next episode, you guys, next episode is our 100th episode, which is crazy. Difficult on Eyes and I have been debating how best to celebrate, what we're going to talk about, but we will be doing something. We're really excited about it. It feels crazy, I can't believe it. We've been doing this for 4 years and 100 episodes. What? So we will be celebrating with you in that next episode, hopefully with a special guest. We shall find out. And yeah, thank you so much for all of your support. Thank you to our supporters on Le Patreon. You can find us on patreon.com, Full Coverage Podcast. If you would like to support the pod, we would love you forever. I mean, I always mention those ad breaks, but like it's pennies. The realities of podcasting. Anyway, Patreon, or you can join us on facebook.com/Full Coverage Podcast. Tap that top pinned post, you know you want to, and join the Full Coverage Beauty Chat group. 4,000 members, can't be wrong. It's just a wonderful community and everyone's doing challenges and it's just so inspiring and I love it so much. So thank you if you're a member there. Also come join us on Instagram at Full Coverage Pod, or you can find me at Lindsay Kelk, Harry at Harry Makes It Up. We're just out and about doing, we're in and around. We're literally the opposite of out and about. We're in and around and doing stuff. So come join us and we would love to see you there. I hope you're all really, really, really well. Thank you to Jenna Lyons for gracing us with her presence and for sharing all of her favourites. And thank you to you for listening. Without you, there is no us. Without us, I mean, literally nothing would happen. But like, you know, it's still nicer to be here than not. I'll speak to you again soon for that 100th episode. What? Bye, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.